This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. That's what makes Barton Hahn. And we want to introduce you and welcome you to our new home. The Barton Hahn Studio on ESPN Plus, as you can see it.
Please send us housewarming gifts. We accept them all.
Yes.
I'm a size 13, just so you know.
But no, the housewarming gifts for your house.
Yeah.
It's not for you.
But I want
like, we need things like, I mean, we've got a lot. We got like a Purple Rain vibe going on in here, I think, right? I'm feeling pretty good about it.
So some Purple Jays?
Okay. You know, Purple Jays, we can put
and
them
only,
up.
And only wear them in here. We can come in here and start the day. Like, we can come through the door like Mr. Rogers in our neighborhood, right? We can come in, put on our sweater, take off the ascot or something like that.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day for their
neighborhood. Now, here you can see behind me, again, if you're watching on ESPN Plus, and if you don't have ESPN Plus, ESPNplus.com, and get there right now, because this is epic. You see a Jets helmet. You see a Ravens helmet all dinged up. You also see two Lego figurines. Now, if you can't tell, I'm the guy wearing green. Bart's the guy wearing purple. They made sure we were in different colored suits so you'd tell us apart. But, I mean, the Lego figurines right
That's
now.
Dope.
I mean,
this like is like a little salt and pepper in there, too, man.
Yeah, they had to make sure that they put a little gray Lego piece in there on the side, did they? Really? Thanks, guys. That was awesome. But no, we love it. We thank everybody here, JC and the crew here at the Seaport hooking us up. We want to thank Jalen and Jacoby also for making room for us as well and changing their schedule up. That was great of them being good teammates so we could be in here and have our home. And B-Sizzle, we get to be together doing our show for the first time in, I can't even remember.
I thought you were like the Truman Show. I thought you only lived in TV and a monitor. Now I actually get to see that you're a 3D person.
Right, it's amazing. I mean? Only now J-Dub is in FaceTime, and we could just mute J-Dub. Guys, move on to the topic. Mute, can't hear you. Yeah. Sorry, J-Dub, sorry about that. So let's get to the show. Let's get to the action. We got a lot to talk about today, everybody. We want you to join the conversation, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 at Bart and Hahn on Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, obviously, national championship last night. What a win by Baylor. 86-70, a blowout over Gonzaga. Gonzaga's perfect season now is over. So Indiana remains that team, the last team to do it, 1976, as they continue that tradition. We will talk some hoops a little bit later on. But, Bart, obviously, the news from yesterday that had me shook.
Yeah.
And I mean shook. And we'll do this. So this will be, by the way, Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. But what had me shook is the trade that sent Sam Darnold from New York, from the Jets, to Carolina.
Yeah.
And the Jets get a sixth-round pick this year, which you're like, eh. But then you get a second-round pick next year, a fourth-round pick certainly as well. We talked about it this morning on KJZ, but give me your – your thoughts on the trade, you're obviously not surprised, but this clearly means that the Jets are all in on Zach Wilson at number two.
I mean, you just never know. Could be Justin Fields. You never know. Could be Trey Lance. You never know.
Great. Add to the anxiety. Thank you.
I'm never surprised in this league. And listen, we knew that that was a possibility. It was a possibility that Sam Darnold would be traded. We didn't know who would win that battle. We didn't know if, you know, it within that building, if it was split. I'm assuming that it was value in Sam Darnold staying there, but they got the value that they needed to feel comfortable with moving on and resetting the clock yet again. Just remember, 3 years ago, the Jets reset their clock when they gave up three second-round draft picks to move up from 6 to 3, and all of a sudden, we're right back on the same hamster wheel, doing it all over again with a guy who's moved up in draft boards that have, you know, the throw of the offseason.
The throw of the pro day season.
The pro day season, which Mel Kiper was ecstatic about. And, you know, now we were trying to see, okay, well, Robert Saleh, instead of giving you a veteran that has been in his league and cut his teeth in his league a little bit, we're starting all over from scratch, and we're going to build this thing slowly and organically. So this just tells me that they're decided to move methodically, right? They don't want to throw a lot of money, a lot of resources at a problem. They want to build it slowly so that they can give themselves room for error. Remember, Joe Douglas is a general manager that was with Carson Wentz. Before that, he was a member of the Baltimore Ravens when they had a young quarterback in Joe Flacco, which allowed them to go pay Terrell Suggs and Ed Reed and all the other players that was around him, you know, at the time, the Marshall Yandas of the world. That's the way teams decide to win now, by setting the clock and having a cheap quarterback and giving themselves a 5-year window before you have to pay them. They obviously wasn't comfortable enough in picking up Sam's option and going forward and saying, hey, we're 100% sure that he's a franchise quarterback. I think it was enough questions to say, you know what, a 2-4 and a 6 is good enough compensation.
Is it? The 49ers moved up to number 3.
Yeah. To get who?
And they – well, we'll find out. Right, that is the
According
question.
According to the experts.
They want Zach Wilson, but they move up to number 3, and they gave up a haul there. But the Jets said, no, we don't want to give up the pick.
Right.
We want to keep the pick, but we know we can't keep Sam. So that was the trade. So Adam Schefter, ESPN NFL insider, talked about what it took to make this deal go down.
The Carolina Panthers' first offer for Sam Darnold was a fourth-round pick. It started with a fourth-round pick and wound up at a 6 this year and a 2-4 next year. So, yes, he is the former number 3 overall pick, and, yes, you are not getting back what you gave up to get him. But the fact of the matter is they loved Zach Wilson. They were going in that direction. It's not an ideal circumstance to have two quarterbacks in the building as much as some other teams have been able to make that work in the past. And if you're going to start over with all these picks, you might as well do it the right way. Give Sam Darnold a chance to go on. Get 3 picks back. I actually think, I really do, that it's good for the Jets. It's good for the Panthers, and it's good for Sam Darnold.
And if you think about it, it really is going to be that fresh start for Sam Darnold, the control alt delete that he needs.
A bit of
a reboot for him. And Bart, look, in his 3 years with the Jets, we saw flashes that made us think maybe he's that guy. And then we saw moments that we thought maybe he's not the guy. And that indecision is probably what led to the idea that you have the number 2 pick. Start, like you said, start with the new clock on the contract.
Hit the free refresh
and give
button.
Sam a chance to reset.
And for all the teams out there that are thinking, oh, the Jets are a mess, and oh, they're always picking, and we had that list on KJZ this morning about all the first-round draft picks that they had.
Rich Cimini's, Rich Cimini's tweet.
Yeah, exactly. All the first-round draft
picks straight years
had that's no longer on the team.
Yeah.
But then I took it a step farther on KJZ and showed you all the players – that's from that first-round draft pick that's not even in the league. Whether you're talking about Calvin Pryor, you're talking about D. Milliner, you're talking about Muhammad Wilkerson, you're talking about – listen, it is an impressive list. Darren Lee of first-round draft picks. That's not even – well, it's impressive that you can be that bad at picking in the first round. It's like almost let somebody else –
What did Greeny say? That's the path to sucking. Ready? Here it is. I'll give you the list and you tell me. Ready? You ready?
Okay.
I'm going to start with in 2011. This is when it begins.
Yes.
It begins 10 years ago.
We even take Vernon Golson out of it.
Muhammad Wilkerson, cut.
Not in the league anymore.
Quentin Copels, cut.
Not in the league anymore.
Sheldon Richardson, traded.
Still in the league.
Just got paid. D. Milliner, cut.
Not in the league anymore.
Calvin Pryor, you can see it on Plus right now as well. This is from Rich Cimini. Calvin Pryor, traded.
Not in the league anymore.
Leonard Williams, traded.
Bad decision.
Just got paid. Darren Lee, traded.
Not in the league anymore.
Jamal Adams, traded, looking to get paid.
So you're talking about...
Now Sam Darnold, traded. So how many not in the leagues do we have?
One,
Mo,
two,
Q... Milliner,
three, four,
and Pryor.
Five. No, Darren
Lee.
Oh,
and Darren Lee.
That's five.
Oh, my
God. So five guys, not even in NFL. They couldn't even play in the league that Vince McMahon had. They didn't even make that league. And the fact that Stephen Hill.
Five out of 9 years.
Stephen Hill got cut. And who was the quarterback from the second round a couple years ago?
Oh, my God. Christian Hackenberg?
He got cut from a league.
Why are we reliving this?
So listen. But does that mean that Joe Douglas made the wrong decision? No. I think it was good, and it was the proper time to let Sam Darnold go for that compensation. Remember, we had Mel Kiper on yesterday. For everybody that listened to the show yesterday, what did Mel Kiper say? That a lot of these general managers and talent evaluators are hamstrung. You can't get the guys in the building because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have the personal workouts. You only have limited contact with them. You haven't been able to be there at the combine to kind of break them down, interview them. So what happens is a lot of people believe that 2022 picks are more valuable because you'll get back to the process. What did the Jets get? They have a second and they have a fourth. And remember, you also can trade future picks. We watched Miami trade the future picks to move back up. So maybe Joe Douglas and his master scheme, because I don't believe at 23 you're going to get a player that's going to help you win this year. Not unless you're picking an Ed Reed when you think about picking late in the draft, unless that's a running back. So you say, hey, you have the second round draft pick, you have future draft picks, Can the Jets move back up in the first round, or can they move and advance that pick 23, much like the Dolphins did, to move back up to six to be able to, or 12, to be able to get some compensation and get a better, more impactful player this year?
Now,
because Zach, you can't expect much for Zach this year.
With this deal now, if we flip it and go to the Carolina side, and this will be Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, Carolina now gets a young quarterback that they can hope to now develop and fix, and whatever you know, ghosts he was seeing, you know, get the exorcism, make it happen. So you get Sam Darnold. You still have the number 8 pick, where there'll be some receivers available there at number 8.
Maybe tight end.
Maybe even Kyle Pitts as well. So for GM Scott Fitterer, he loves the deal.
Going back to when he was coming out of USC, he's a guy that I really liked. You know, liked the contender, liked the toughness, the ability to move in the pocket. He can make big plays, you know, down the field with his arm. You know, all those things really stood out about him. I just think in this offense with Joe Brady, with Matt Rhule, the weapons that we have around him, that he can take that next step with us. Overall, the whole idea of bringing Sam in was to raise the competition level at the position and get to where we need to be.
Raise the competition level. Remember, Teddy Bridgewater is still there, but you wonder how long he'll be there. Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, no contract. No compromise. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You know that everybody wants to talk about this trade because it almost sets up now. One, okay, we know that's Trevor Lawrence. Two, well, everybody figures it's going to be Zach Wilson. Three, the 49ers.
We don't know.
But it's a quarterback for sure.
Yes, definitely.
And now Adam Schefter is saying that at number 4, the Atlanta Falcons, they're now getting calls about that pick, and they're listening to offers for that pick. So even that pick now could be up for grabs, and who knows what's going to happen at the very top. But for the Jets, for them at least, it's going to be time to move on to yet another quarterback. And it goes back to what I said. If you're a Jets fan, don't buy any other jersey other than Joe Willie Namath. That's the only one you can get that you know for sure.
They're looking at Quinton Coble's and pour a little something out for
the Mo Wilkerson or even the Leonard. Oh, my goodness.
Like, man, Quinton Williams is
sitting somewhere going, am I next?
Tick, 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 tick.
This is
tick,
hiding
tick,
in a
tick,
closet.
Tick.
All right, let's grab some calls, and we've got to begin with Ira in Staten Island. Ira, how are you? What do you think of the deal?
So I thought he did well, and I think Sam's in a good spot. He's reunited with Robbie Anderson. He's with Matt Rhule. And I think the Jets going forward with a fresh start, you know my take. I wanted to go with a new quarterback, and they're clearly going to go that way. Oh, and by the way, you could get a Bob Scott jersey.
Those 35 cents. You get those half off right now.
No. But you beat the Patriots in the playoffs up in Foxborough, so they definitely had jerseys worth something. But, you know, really, I just think that Douglas is doing the right thing. He's looking down the future. I think it's critical now, whoever he's going to bring in as a backup quarterback, whether it's Alex Smith, Nick Mullins, maybe makes a play for Teddy Bridgewater, which would be really ironic.
Bart has a theory on that one, Ira. I don't know if you want to hear it. Hang on and listen to it. What's your theory?
Well, I was talking about musical chairs, right? You understand that now somebody has to go. They just had overall pick on the sixth-round pick this year. You know, that's about the proper compensation for a guy like Nick Foles. I don't know if you bring Alex Smith in here because you just can't trust that leg. You don't know if that thing is ready to go at any time. One thing we know about Nick Foles, for the most part, he's durable. And also, he's been in this league. And he's also not one of these guys like we say, oh, well, trade for Mariota or go out and get go out and get Mitchell Trubisky. Well, those guys still have the belief that they're starters in this league. I think at this point, Nick Foles understands what he is and what his role is. That's to be a mentor and be a bridge quarterback. So I think, hey, maybe if you think about Teddy Bridgewater, who's been given permission to go seek a trade, I think either he goes to Denver or he goes to Chicago. So if he goes to Chicago, I think that's an upgrade for them as well. If I'm Chicago, I'm making that phone call to say, hey, let me get this upgrade for this 29-year-old guy who's shown that he can stay healthy now that he's removed from a devastating
injury. Andy Dalton is QB1. They said it.
Yeah.
He's QB1. I don't know if they're going anywhere else. All right, let's keep it going. Let's go.
We got an extra phone, too.
Yeah, we do. Isn't this great?
It's like old school phone.
I can hang up on you if you're mean.
Boop. Let's go.
Dave in New Jersey. Go, Dave.
What up, Solo? What up, Bart?
What's up, man?
What up?
Yesterday was a good day. And in the words of Michael Kay, see ya.
Wow.
You gotta go.
You ready? All right, yeah, you ready to move on?
You gotta go.
Okay.
Yes. Gentlemen, real quick, his decision-making was broken. I really like Darnold. I hope that this is a fresh start for him in Carolina.
Oh, he's going to ball out in Carolina. Believe that.
Well, he's got Christian McCaffrey. So he's going to have Robbie Anderson
DJ
back.
DJ Moore. If they get Pitts, or if they go get Sewell, who may fall if
and the OC is Joe Brady?
Yeah, Joe Brady.
Yeah, so, they're going to try to fix him. They're going to try to get him right, and it's up to them to do it. They made the deal for him.
If you saw his social media, he's ecstatic. They had the balloons.
I saw the family.
He raised the roof.
Well, how would you feel? I mean, a team gave up on you. You want to celebrate that. John is in Kentucky. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate what the previous caller said. I mean, goodbye. I didn't ever think he was that good. Why? I'll ask Bart. Why? You defended him the whole time. Why,
yeah. Well, what makes you think
that he was good?
How can he be any good? We saw what happened to Baker Mayfield his second year when they started to trade some of his linemen for compensation to go get Odell Beckham, Olivier Vernon. He looked like an average quarterback. We saw what Mahomes looked like in the Super Bowl without his tackles. Name me one qualified lineman that Sam Darnold has had outside of Becton since he's been here. He hasn't had anybody. Name that great running back that he has since he's been here. Le'Veon Bell was barbecue chicken. He was toast. Le'Veon Bell, all you needed to know about Le'Veon Bell and where he was in his process is when he went to Kansas City, the number one offense where he was maybe the ninth option.
I forgot he was on that team.
The ninth option. You didn't even see him play. He was a healthy scratch.
I forgot he was on that team. That's amazing.
So to tell you how bad he was at the fact that you got him and he couldn't even perform and get production on the best offensive team in the league with the best quarterback.
All right, it's Barton Hine. Let's get one more call in here. We'll keep the calls rolling. Those to stay on hold. Those, as we continue into the next segment, we will continue to grab these calls. But it's been great, the feedback so far. Let's go to Michael in Albuquerque. Michael.
Hi. I like the trade. I think it's a win-win for both teams. The Jets get picks. They could fill spots, fill the holes. They got a lot of big draft picks.
They have
up
a lot of,
year.
Yeah. That's exactly it, is Bart. And you've said it, and thanks for the call. You've said it. You've got a lot of places on this roster to fill.
Right.
Now, the thought was you can get a lot of picks for the number two pick, but he's still got multiple picks for Sam.
Yeah.
And as you heard Adam Schefter say, and he said it this morning to us on KJZ, the original offer was a fourth-round pick. Remember, Kimberly Martin also said that. She talked to GMs, and they said the Jets will be lucky to get a third. They might get a fourth.
Right.
They got a second. I know it's not this year's second, but next year's second in a draft where you'll be able to put a lot more homework in on these players.
Right. And also, that's a piece that you can move this year. So it does have value this year. As you saw, the Miami Dolphins trade future picks that they got and move right back up in the draft. So it gives Joe Douglas, who believes that his greatest strength is being a talent evaluator. You can't really argue with him after his first draft. Now, you can argue with him because he brought Khalil in, he brought Asimile in, he brought in Le'Veon Bell.
Right.
But that was him just trying to hurry up and patch holes up really quickly. You think about his draft pick and what he did last year with Davis. You think what he did with Becton.
McCagden was Bell.
Yeah.
Right, it was, but Joe Douglas, it was
Matt Khalil.
Yeah, Khalil did not work out, but he was trying to
Asimile.
Yeah, Asimile did not work out at all, and then he ended up going somewhere else.
to the Super Bowl, he was playing at Pro Bowl level.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is that you're trying to piecemeal, but this is his first, he's had one draft.
Right, Bryce
that's
Hall.
That's gone pretty well.
Great, yep.
This is his first real offseason now. He's got a ton of money to spend, and he's got these draft picks, and he's continuing to try to build this team young, and now he's reset the clock on the quarterback contract, and we'll see. I mean, it believes to be Zach Wilson, and the BYU quarterback that everybody has gotten excited about could end up being a Jet, and where that goes from here. Now, when you make moves in franchise, remember, one of the things that Woody Johnson and Chris Johnson said after they hired Robert Saleh was that Joe Douglas was going to be the final say guy.
Yeah.
That the coach was now going to answer to him.
Turtle struggle.
But we asked the question as they made this trade, because remember some of the reporting coming in, there were some that were pretty comfortable keeping Sam Darnold. So was this a unanimous decision, or did Joe Douglas, for the first time in a long time, we had someone with the Jets make the final decision? And does this rest all on him? What does it mean in Carolina as well? What does it mean for the rest of the draft? All that coming up. Your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But first, Bart, you have this from ZipRecruiter.
If you're a business owner who's hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. But when you post your job on ZipRecruiter, their matchmaking Technology finds these qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in the first day. So while other companies give you too many options, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Bart. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Bart, B-A-R-T. Back after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Breaking news from ESPN's Adam Schefter. The Jets are trading quarterback Sam Darnold to the Panthers.
So what does today's move mean for Carolina?
What it means is that Sam Darnold is going to be their starting quarterback. They're going to pick up the fifth-year option on his contract.
I just think in this offense with Joe Brady, Matt Rhule, the weapons that we have around him, that he can take that next step.
A little bit of shade there, don't you think? With us, he can take the next step. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, or RV, or a boat. Visit progressive.com. Start spreading the news, baby. Our new studio is intact. We are here at the Seaport, and we are loving every minute of it. We got our colors. We got Yoda. Yoda's that way. There he is. You can see us on ESPN Plus. If you don't have ESPN Plus, get it. ESPNplus.com.
I got to get a new wave because at this point, I'm usually at home and I'm usually heating up some mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, it's about time we got you on track, man. Now can we get a shirt with a collar on it? No, I like that shirt. But you know what I love even better? Take a look behind Bart Scott. Two iconic photos of Bart in his playing career. One where we didn't need the helmet, yeah, clearly.
It's Houston. Who needs anything?
And then the other one, as you can see, that's Tom Brady. He's about to absolutely demolish helmet right into the numbers.
Sorry, Tom. Love you, but I got to do you.
Is that the moment where you heard the?
Breath
came out of the man, as you say.
But he gets up. I don't understand.
Yeah, he does bounce back pretty quickly, doesn't he? How will Sam Darnold bounce back in Carolina? That of course is. You like that? You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
Is the question we'll all be watching as Jets fans? Of course, you have to understand for those of you in the rest of the country, and maybe Browns fans, maybe Bengals fans and Bears fans can kind of relate. I don't know if everybody else can, but there's sort of this feeling that whenever you trade a player and then you're going to move on to someone else, your fear is that, sure, now that guy's going to be great. He's going to be great now, guaranteed. That is, of course, what you're gripped in fear in. But something new with the Jets that doesn't often happen is a final say. It used to be where the owners, whether it was Chris Johnson or whether it was Woody Johnson, they were the final say guy, and that the GM and coach were at the same level. They both answered to him. But that changed when Robert Saleh was hired. They made it clear that Joe Douglas would be the guy that Robert Saleh answers to. So while there were reports that Saleh was more than comfortable going forward with Sam Darnold, and in fact might have been fine with, hey, let's trade out at number 2 and get a whole bunch of picks and really fill out my roster, Joe Douglas clearly was the guy that said, no, no, no. I want this quarterback. I want this guy. I want to make my pick. This will be my pick going forward. And Rich Shimini, who's covered the Jets since they were called the Titans, I know he loves when I say that, he talked about how this wasn't quite in the Jet in Florham Park a unanimous decision.
I was told the Jets actually considered that scenario of pairing Sam with the rookie they draft. And after much consideration, and there was debate within the Jet organization. I mean, this was not a unanimous slam dunk decision. I mean, it took some internal debate before they arrived at this decision, and they just determined that, they wanted a fresh start at the quarterback position. They have a new coach. I could understand wanting that fresh start. And to be quite honest, I was told that they were cognizant of a potential quarterback controversy, which in New York would have been a huge distraction, and I agree with that concept. It would have been kind of a circus every day, the coach being asked, you know, how long are you going to stay with Sam? He just threw 2 interceptions. You know, when is Zach time? So they eliminate that potential distraction, and I'm on board with that. I could see why they wanted to just start fresh with a new quarterback.
Samini would certainly know how this would work. And the minute Tim Tebow showed up, and you were there for that, running in the rain, shirt off.
David Hasselhoff.
All of a sudden, it's like, you know, he didn't come to help out Mark Sanchez. He came to take his job.
Oh, yeah. He saw a vulnerability. He had just had Tebow time the year before. Mm-hmm. He didn't realize that we had brought him in to replace Brad Smith, our kind of wildcat quarterback, because, you know, be honest, Brad Smith probably could throw the ball better than Tim Tebow. You think about, he was a quarterback in college as well.
Right.
But, you know, when you think about it, yeah, I don't think the scenario was ever to draft the quarterback and have them compete. It was either move out or feel comfortable with Sam. It was either or, because you know you can't bring that into that environment anyway, especially when you have a young team. But I think this is what Joe
Douglas – and the media. It's the New York media. The fact that, as Rich said, you'd be picking at it every time. If one guy made a mistake, it's when we go into this guy.
And you know it's going to this would have been into preseason. They would have been putting up preseason numbers.
Preseason? About this would have been in the first – you know how it
OTAs,
goes. The
like
first practice, it's like, okay, let's – 7-on-7.
Five completions. Through this path. Not a ball hit the ground.
I mean, that's how it's covered now. Right. It's like you're sitting there tweeting out a 7-on-7 and passes that are going up against air. Absolutely. And what one looked like and what one didn't. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We're coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase in our brand new studio. And we are loving every minute of it. Sorry, I keep bringing it up.
Quit breathing so damn hard. You're taking all the new car smell out, man.
You're right.
Look, just savor. Let's savor.
It does have that kind of feeling to it.
Don't suck it all in, man.
Well, Stevie B said that you need to get a microwave so you can get some Muzzy sticks and whatnot like during the show.
Well, the new wave, you know what I mean? We don't want a microwave. We don't want to be all like
air fryer.
Air fryer. That's what I mean. New wave.
That's already. I'm hungry. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. More of your calls. Let's continue. We go down the board too. Let's see. David in Arizona. David, who won the deal?
Hey, how's it going? How's it going, guys? First of all, shout out to Bart for calling that game yesterday, Baylor and Gonzaga, saying that Baylor was going to come out and bully ball Gonzaga. That's exactly
Nailed
what
it.
Happened.
Yeah.
I was watching the longest yard. He's beating them up.
And second of all, Max Kellerman this morning on First Take called it. He said, who won the trade, the Panthers or the Jets? And he just put it perfectly. It's got to be the Panthers, because let's be honest, it's the Jets. Everything they do goes wrong.
Yeah, you think about
damn.
Yeah, I think last year they let David, Robbie Anderson go, and Robbie Anderson becomes like one of the top five receivers in all of the NFL, and he's on a $10 million
contract. That sums it up, though. That sums it up in how you feel as a Jets fan. Of course,
yeah,
we can't possibly have won this deal.
It has to change.
There has to be a catch.
And it's the thing, we won't know if we won this deal for 3 years from now,
at least,
right?
Yeah.
You know, the same way how we talk about, hey, who won the deal? Look at Gettleman passing up on Sam Darnold. You know, Saquon Barkley, both guys from that draft have a lot to prove. Number two and number three of that draft has a lot yet to prove. And, you know, the jury's still out on both of them.
Mm-hmm. Let's take Scott in Baltimore. Scott.
Baltimore.
Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. First of all, happiest man on earth has got to be, you know, Sam.
No, absolutely.
You got to be kidding me.
Is this Shawshank Redemption? Is he out in the rain right now?
Get busy living or get busy dying. He's like, I'm out of here.
He probably just cut his life insurance policy in half because he doesn't need it all anymore. But I got a question. I got a two-part question for you guys, especially Bart, because of your insight into the league. Okay? When it comes to college quarterbacks, how is it every year there's 6, 7, 8 guys that everyone has way up their board that were never even heard of in their college career? And secondly, if they were that good in college, am I wrong in asking why they didn't, like a guy from North Dakota State, Central Florida, am I wrong in asking why they didn't look to transfer to one of the power schools?
Well, a lot of times they transfer to these schools because it's a logjam, right? When you think about, you know, some of these positions,
Jalen Hurts did that.
Yeah,
he left Alabama.
Yeah, they just stack players on top of each other. Look at Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, you know, transferred twice. You know, and you talk about making a leap. I mean, he wasn't even a draftable prospect the year before, and you just never know. Sometimes being in the right system, right place, right time, given the opportunity, players just pop, and it just the light turns on. And in college, it can be tremendous jump from one season to the next. So, I mean, you're always going to have these guys that kind of come out of nowhere, whether it's Joe Flacco, whether it's Carson Wentz. You know, you're always going to have some guys that come out of nowhere, and they stay there because what happens is when you are at a lower level like Wentz and like Flacco was, if you transfer, you lose a year of eligibility because you when you transfer up, you have to sit out a year. So sometimes if you say, hey, I'd rather be the king of this castle than to go somewhere else and start all over again and also have to sit out and try and get opportunity to get opportunity.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue with your calls. I love the energy. I love the conversation here on this because everybody has a different take about who won the trade, who didn't, and what it means going forward. I haven't heard a lot of people saying, I can't wait to see Zach Wilson in a Jet uniform, though.
They never seen him play football
before.
Throw
the pro day season. I mean, how are you not already buying your jersey going forward? And by the way, other people are saying, you know, I have a Curtis Martin jersey. That's a pretty good one. That's true.
Yeah, you can, Darrell Revis, you're pretty solid on
pretty
that
solid
one. Nick
on that. What I meant was, when it comes to, if you're buying a quarter, like my
lately,
my six-year-old daughter, Callie, I bought her a Sam Darnold jersey.
Yeah.
Because I wanted her, A, to be a Jets fan. I know, I shouldn't have done that, but I wanted her to. And second of all, because, you know, I thought, well, all right, they got Sam.
Yeah, he'll be around.
He'll
be
around.
They moved up for him. Yeah, he'll be here for 15 years. Wrong.
How many people out there, and it doesn't matter what team you're on, how many of you out there,
888-729-3776.
Oh, my God, Richard Todd. I had a Richard Todd jersey. I swear I did. I did. I had a Richard Todd Jets jersey.
Did you have a Vernon Golson jersey?
I did not. But I did have Richard Todd, number 14. But everybody out there, like the jersey that you have that you most regret buying, that's now in your closet, you can never wear it, and you're just like, I bought this thing thinking this guy's going to be here forever, and he's gone already, and I'll never wear this jersey again. Who would it be? You can tweet out his at Barton Hahn certainly as well. And coming up, as we get back into the college basketball scene and the championship game last night, Baylor played like Bart said, it played like it was, what was it again?
The Ghoul Squad. Well, like longest yard,
longest
man.
Yard,
out
right.
there like Michael Irvin right. and Terry Crews with the cheeseburger,
right.
cheeseburger,
but,
cheeseburger.
But when it comes to Gonzaga, though, we're at that point now with Gonzaga. Is that will you ever trust them again?
They're
William
the
Hill,
to me. The
Caesar Sportsbook
me.
Has them as the favorite for next year's national championship. Would you put money down on them? We will discuss after Bart has this from DraftKings.
Golfers are in Augusta, and DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is giving you a free shot at $1 million top prize. Just pick six golfers, stay underneath the salary cap, and submit your lineup before the tournament tees off early Thursday morning. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code BART during sign-up. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at $1 million in top prizes. Ah. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, longest yard. We'll discuss that and more. Go Zags! Wrong.
Bart and Han.
I think if you play that game 10 times, Baylor wins 9 of them. That's how good they are.
It's really like a family. Group of brothers. Like, I remember that probably more than winning the championship.
One thing I tell you about our guys, though, when the best is needed, the best is usually provided. And as RG3 would always say, no pressure, no diamonds.
Really quote RG3?
He did. Well, Baylor.
I get it, but come
Baylor,
on.
What do you mean? Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guest on the Barton Hahn Show up here on the Goodyear Hotline, Rex Ryan. We're bringing him out of his vacation to come talk about the Jets and this trade and everything else. That's coming up in a little while, but we want to get into some other stuff. And Bart, I know you were upset because I cut you off.
Well, I just didn't recognize that it was two pages to my read. And you know what? Guess what? It's better because we're talking about Baylor. And if you used DraftKings to bet on Baylor yesterday, you would have got that smoney if you was listening to me. And all you would have had to do was use promo code BART only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. That's all you would have had to do was use my promo code. I would have got some smoney because they say, hey, Bart's driving people to the website. Mm-hmm. Bart's getting us some money. So help a brother out, man.
And
I got a 6-year-old coming up. He's about to be 16. He don't want a car.
Well, that is definitely the case. You did say it. We talked about it. And remember what we said also about this. And let's, by the way, today is the day for doing the Baylor Bears, Scott Drew and company. They got it done last night. And I mean, they got it done from the tip off. Like, you had guys diving on the floor for a loose ball.
Offense.
You had them sitting screens, offensive rebounds. Baylor was that team that looked at Gonzaga as the cake eaters. Oh, you've been number one all year.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we tell you also yesterday? Preseason number one versus preseason number two. This is now the fifth time we've had that they've met in the championship. It's the fifth time that the number two preseason number two seed won.
And I told you.
It always happens now.
I told you, look for them to come out flat, right? Because they had that emotional high. Baylor came out, and they saw blood in the water. They saw that chum. I'm sure they felt that little arrogance as well from Gonzaga when they warm it up, man. And when I saw them crashing the offensive boards in the first two possessions, I'm like, you know what?
They played hard.
They played like they weren't going to get no food on the meal on the plane going back if they didn't win. Like, hey, man, ain't no Popeye's chicken for nobody. Ain't nobody eating nothing.
Jared Butler is a fantastic player, but Davion Mitchell is somebody that I'm telling you right now. When I watch him ball, man, and
Are you projecting?
I might be because, again, as you consider when you watch these games, you think about, all right, what's the next level for some of these guys? There were pros playing in that game last night, all right? Yeah. There were pros. I'm talking about NBA players. And Jalen Suggs is one for sure because I don't care that they lost. He got into foul trouble early, and they were in trouble without him. He came in the game. He still finished with 22 points.
16 minutes he was in two fouls.
Yeah, it's quick. He got out of the game. But when I watched Davion Mitchell and I looked up right away, okay, where is he in all the mock drafts? Where's he going to fall? And they've got him, like, right now in the teens.
He's going to go before Garza.
And the player Garza, no, he's not going before Luka Garza. When I saw that he could go, like, 14-ish, now I'm looking at the standings, I'm like, maybe the Knicks should be in the 7-10. Because if the Knicks, if you need that's the player you need. Kid is a playmaker. Kid's got handles. Kid can shoot. He defends. He gets after
tough,
it.
Tough, man. Oh.
There's so much about him. If you're Tom Thibodeau, if you're the Knicks, you look at him like we need that guy.
He fits the description.
He's got some Jimmy Butler about him.
What it means to be a Knick right
now.
What
you hope it
coachable,
means.
Being able to practice hard,
hell yeah.
Putting it on the line. That Baylor team resembled the Knicks, who I know has a top 15. He could be number 16.
Man, but college basketball kind of changed a little bit last night, I feel like. Like this past season, yes, I know pandemic. Yes, I know in the bubble. You know, how they had to do it. And again, you know, they got it done.
It
they got
product.
To a championship,
a
both the men's and the women's side in their bubbles. They got it done. They got to a championship. And next year, obviously, if things will go back to normal, transfer portal already churning. As players now trying to move around, and that's a whole other problem. But still, Gonzaga, they'll be back. They have a great recruiting class. But you know who else will be back? Baylor will be back. And what a story that is from where they were in 2003, where the program was almost extinguished. To now, national champions for the first time in school history. And that is Getting It Done, the day for doing. Brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. It's Bart and Han. We are brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. So what does Rex Ryan think of the Jets moving on from Sam Darnold and going for yet another quarterback in the draft? We will discuss with him and also your tweets and calls about the jersey you regret the most that is in your closet right now. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio and ESPN+.